Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a very special day that is coming up this Friday, and joining us in studio with all the details is Christian Wilson, Executive Director with Huron Perth Children's Aid Society with details. Christian, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Jamie. Thanks for having us to spread the news about this campaign.
You bet. What's happening Friday?
Friday, October 27th, we are having our Dress Purple Day campaign. Every October, Children's Aid Societies raise awareness about the important role that communities play in supporting vulnerable children, youth, and families in our community. We need our community to show that it cares for families and share the message that everyone's available and no one is alone. We remind folks that we can't do this alone. Children's Aid Societies work together with many other partners in our community to help children, youth, and families that are facing challenges. Friday is a day for you to show your support for children, youth in our community, and for you to engage with the Children's Aid Society to help our community support children and youth.
Okay. Again, Dress Purple Day for this Friday. And how can folks engage? What would be some suggestions in terms of engagement?
Well, I think we remind adults about their important role in supporting children and youth that are struggling. Just be there for children and youth. Mm-hmm. You know, reach out to your community partners. If you're worried about a child or youth, call the Children's Aid Society. We have folks that can come out and speak with children, talk with their families. We have prevention programs that we offer in our communities available to children and youth. But wear purple. The hashtag for the week is I Wear Purple Because. So hashtag I Wear Purple Because. Show your support online. Show your support for children and youth in our community.
And it makes a difference. And I understand, too, for teachers and for schools that there are resources available that they can access. Is that right?
Yeah, so we have presentations we offer to schools, education, different community partners to talk about responsibilities to call the Children's Aid Society when you're worried about children or youth. And we also offer support to come out and just talk about how to support children and youth that are struggling.
And that's, again, when we talk about things like this, this is the important part about it. It's talking about it. It's not being afraid to talk about it.
Right. We know many children and youth are struggling in our communities. Many need the support, the additional support. We try and build networks around these families and, work from where they're at, mm-hmm. really, and be there for them.
All right. And Christian, can you tell us a little bit more about Huron Perth Children's Aid Society?
Yeah, I think it's important that folks in our community know that we do much more than just investigate child abuse and neglect. We are out in different communities with prevention programs offering parenting support, such as mindful parenting or how to support your children in the use of social media. We offer different childcare programs. So it's just important to know that the Children's Aid Society isn't just about investigating child abuse and neglect. We're out there. We want to be a support to the community. So if there's a need that you see in your community, we're here for you. You can call and we can assist and help develop programs and supports in your community.
All right. And what is that phone number?
519-271-5290.
And again, when we talk about, vulnerable children, vulnerable families, we're still making our way out of this pandemic. And, with the pandemic that has had an effect on families in terms of mental health moving forward.
Yeah, we've seen an increase in mental health struggles, in children needing support, in children feeling isolated and disconnected from the world outside of their families. So really reach out, be there for the children that are around you, that you have connections with, and really try and offer that support to them.
Mm-hmm. And the Huron Perth Children's Aid Society is here for you as well. So if they'd like some more details about Dress Purple Day, again, we simply encourage you to dress purple and share the photos online, that sort of thing, on social media. It makes a difference.
Yeah, and we have a Join Us Live on Instagram on Friday.
Excellent.
Our Director of Service, Amy, is going to be answering any questions you have.
Perfect.
For the Children's Aid Society. You can also visit our website at www.h-pcas.ca or call us 519-271-5290.
There you go. Again, it's Dress Purple Day for this Friday, October 27th, with Huron Perth Children's Aid Society. Again, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Christian Wilson, Executive Director with Huron Perth Children's Aid Society. Thanks so much for this, Christian. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us, Jamie.